road trip, taking them into the final 3 weeks of the season.
Yeah, that's what happens when you play your first seven games of eight games all at home and everything. But anyways, it's a great learning experience for the kids, and who knows, it's going to pay dividends later on in the season.
It's time for another short break. When we return, we'll have our crystal ball forecast presented by Sure right here on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WNLWSports.com.
As we reflect back on 2018, we at Sure have a lot to be thankful for. Our success relies on you. Your loyalty and dedication made it possible for us to provide the thumb with better health and better life. We might be biased, but we live in the best area in the whole state of Michigan. Great schools, fertile soil for harvest, beautiful natural resources, 93 miles of shoreline, strong communities, and excellent healthcare. And that's because of providers such as Scott Ryder and Paul Penfold in Caseville, Ross Ramsey and Yvette Scharf in Elkton, Lori Hanselman, Trevor Mattarella, David Seagroves, Sheena Dom and Lois Booms all in Pigeon, and Paul Scadden and Brenda Kretschmer in Seawing. So if you are one of the thousands who utilize Sure in one of our many ways, thank you. Thank you for a successful 2018, and here's to a bright 2019 that is filled with love, happiness, and health. Besides, at Sure, we've got a pretty exciting 2019 ahead of us, but more on that later. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
Winter is in full swing and indoor activities are all the rage.
That's right. We at Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon have what you need to keep yourself busy during these long, cold winter days and nights. Take all those pictures of your loved ones and favorite memories and turn them into the scrapbook of your dreams. We at Harjo's have everything for scrapbooking at great prices. We also have what you're looking for in knitting, sewing, and crochet. And we carry a full line of painting, drawing, special hobby, and craft supplies. So keep busy this winter with the help of Harjo's Ben Franklin in beautiful downtown Pigeon.
Be Hannah Penfold, student here at Lakers, with the national anthem, and it's now time for a crystal ball forecast presented by Sure, where better health makes for a better life. It's time you ask yourself, are you sure? John Mooney, since I won the series last year, that means I get to go first tonight, and I'm taking Lakers by 13.
How did you win?
Because I predicted more accurately than last year.
Yeah, okay. I really gave you a break in like the last few games.
Yeah.
I know that. But okay, let's start off with the predictions. And let's go Lakers by 20.
Lakers by 20. Lakers is favored by Las Vegas by 19.5 points. Now let's meet our starting lineups for the away Caro Tigers, coached by Stephen Clark. Number 4, a junior, Tyler Froster. Number 11, also a junior, Miles Campbell. Number 13, a junior, Trevin Phillips. He's the big man down low. Number 21, a senior, Caleb Graves. And number 35, a senior, Caleb Cotton. Those are your five for Carroll. For the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers, coached by Eric Wisner in his second year at the helm. As senior, number 2, Mason Pasek. Number 10, a sophomore, Anthony Sheridan. Number 12, senior, Andrew Siegfried. Number 13, sophomore, Garrett Bowles. And number 21, Carson Binder, a senior. John Mooney, first thoughts here from Laker Country.
Yeah, my first thoughts is that's how you won the prediction game, is you wait till after the game's over and... Let's hear yours, Claire.
Yeah, that's it. Well, it's good to be back on air. It's always a little tough to get going in the basketball broadcast season, but here we are January 4th, and before we know it, it's going to be March, and it's going to be into districts hosted by Cass City this year. Regionals in Bad Axe, so we don't have too far of a drive this year, John.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It might be the first time we're not going to Flint for regionals in about 14 years, I do believe.
I don't know what I'm going to do with all that extra time.
Yeah. Tipping off for Lakers, that'd be number 10, Anthony Sheridan, tall glass of water. For Carroll, number 13, Trevin Phillips. Looks like Phillips is about 1 inch taller. Carroll in their away purple uniforms, white and yellow stripes down the sides. Carroll emblazoned across her chest. Lakers in home white uniforms. Green numbers, easily readable numbers. And the ball goes out of bounds as Carroll tipped it out. And it will be a Laker ball 90 feet from their own hoop. And looks like Caro is going to be applying some light pressure to start this ball game. 8 minutes are on the clock, and we are underway in Lakers. or the second Greater Thumb West game for both Carroll and the Lakers. Passes into number 13, Garrett Bowles, a sophomore, acting point guard across the timeline, left, right across the radio, launches a three. This one is off the mark and rebound brought in by Trevin Phillips. And here come the Carroll Tigers, still scoreless, 0-0, 7:45 left in the first quarter. Over to the right wing to number 35, Caleb Cotton. Over to the left wing, takes the long three. Tyler Foster can't get it to fall. And instead, it's an offensive rebound for Phillips. He can't get that to fall, and it's rebounded by the Lakers. In transition, Bowles at the top of the key, over to the right wing, to number 21, Carson Binder, and it's stolen. Here comes Foster. In transition, the left-handed layup is good, and we have our first points of the night. Carroll is out by two. Bowles, Garrett Bowles, down to the low post, to number 10, Anthony Sheridan. That's in for two, and we're tied at two apiece.
Anthony Sheridan's going to make a living down low, by the way. He is quite a ball player, really coming on.
Very fast pace so far, up to the top of the key, to the left wing, down to the corner for Foster. This one's blocked out of bounds by Anthony Sheridan, and this will be Carroll ball underneath their own hoop on the left side of your radio. 6:53 left in the first quarter, 2-2, Carroll and Lakers all tied up. Arrow struck first blood into the corner to number 35 for three. Caleb Cotton, this one's short, and rebound brought in by Mason Pasek. Here comes the Lakers. 6:43 left in the first quarter to the left wing. That would be to Andrew Siegfried. Siegfried in trouble. Back over to Anthony Sheridan to the right wing to Binder. Binder, a couple dribbles to the right elbow. Back out to Bowles to reset the offense. To the left wing, Andrew Siegfried. Double team there. Over to Bowles. Feeds it down inside to Sheridan and Mason Pasek. And we have a push, and this will go against Carroll. This will be the first team foul against Carroll. The first foul on the night with 6:20 left in the first. And this will go against number 13, Trevin Phillips. That's his first, team's first. Laker ball underneath the own hoop, right side of your radio. Inbounding will be Carson Binder. Binder feeds it into Sheridan in the left block. Going to work, double team. It's stripped away and out of bounds. Last touch by a purple jersey. It'll be Laker ball again. 6:16 left in the first. 2-2. Lakers and Carroll.
I like the idea that Lakers is going to go ahead and pound that ball on the inside, try to control the paint.
Into the corner to Siegfried, to the Bowles, back to Siegfried, to the left block, right over top, but feeding and clean up the boards was Mason Pasek in for two, and Lakers out by 2 points, 4-2.
Got a bit of a press, but Carroll's attacking it really well.
And Phillips gets it stripped away underneath the basket, and it's an offensive rebound. And it looks like number 21, Caleb Graves, went up for it, and he is fouled on the way, so he'll go to the free throw line for two shots. Foul will go against Anthony Sheridan, his first and Lakers' first. Graves' first free throw attempts tonight has the chance to tie this one up at four apiece. And this one's just a bit outside, off to the left. No good. 4-2. 5:56 left in the first quarter. Graves' second free throw is up, and this one is smooth as silk. And it's a one-point ball game, 4-3. Lakers leading by a single point. Binder to Mason Pasek, dribbles in, jump stop into the corner. Bowles for the long two. This one's short. And offensive rebound saved by, that would be Mason Pasek, his third rebound of the night. And it's a layup for number 12. That would be Andrew Siegfried. And we have a timeout called by Carroll. It's 6-3. Lakers leading the Carroll Tigers with 5:37 left in the first quarter. So 30 seconds will return in 30 seconds.
Those holiday costs added up quickly, didn't they? Decorations, presents, traveling. But one thing that shouldn't have danced around in your head with the sugar plums is worrying about your propane. Get competitive pricing and the best quality service in the Thumb from Kohler Propane. Not only will you be getting superior propane service, but you can enjoy a great winter slumber at ease knowing that you're also helping your community grow strong by choosing a local propane provider. Kohler's Propane, serving the entire Thumb area with locations in Bad Axe, Memphis, and Brown City. Give them a call at 1-888-950-7975. And remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Carroll comes out of the timeout. It is stolen immediately by Sheridan. Goes in the lane, and it's good. And one coming up For Anthony Sheridan, the sophomore, already with 4 points, trying to make it an old-fashioned three-point play.